T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on The Score.
He lives in Brookline. There's no Brookline near Tampa Bay.
I said the day that the Brady will not come back to the Patriots that I am giving up my season ticket.
He went a decade without winning anything here. Edelman saved him in the Atlanta game. What happened when they were 18-0?
When Bill botches this draft, it will be because he spent more time in Nashville with Linda than doing his job.
The McNeil and Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
That's incredible. This Hour on the Score brought to you by 90NorthSchaumburg.com. It's been a while, Max, since we've listened in around the country to see how other cities are handling the biggest sports news.
I love it when we do. It's always a reminder of home, that because we sometimes think it's us. We think, man, are we meatheads in this town? It's everywhere. In Boston, has a high quotient, high percentage of meatball callers whenever we check in on the sports yakkers in Boston. And I'm sure they were just jumping with yesterday's news when Rob Gronkowski, it was announced he's going to be traded to the Tampa Bay Bucks, a deal engineered by Tom Brady, by the way, who convinced Gronk to come back and give this one more go-round.
Yeah, so how does Boston feel that Brady is working against their best interests? And did Bill Belichick get fleeced somehow getting a fourth-round pick for a retired guy? Not sure how you could come to that conclusion. But we first check in with the Sports Hub. This is from last night, Beadle and Hardy in Boston.
My initial reaction was this, Hardy. What a fraud. What a liar. Has he been lying to us for a solid year? Was this all about Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and not about him, and not about his health, and not about wanting to shut it down in the interest of being healthy? And what about all that time he spent crying, literally crying, about the pain that he endured playing football and how much of a better place he was in now that he was not playing football and, oh, by the way, was taking CBD? But how much better things were for him and how he was pain-free and how he was living his life in a better way now. They felt better. Well, what happened to all of that? Was that the real reason he gave it up?
Yeah, no. You know, it's
we've been had. We've been lied to. We've been hoodwinked. We've been bamboozled. Anybody who believed Rob Gronkowski and the reason why he left the game, forget it. It was all nonsense. I'm sure he didn't feel great. But all of the stuff that he said afterward about, living, pain free and every time we thought he was only doing things as a means to promote himself on the wrestling end or on the commercial end, he was just biding his time, just waiting for Tom Brady to end up elsewhere so he could go play football with Tom Brady, and not for the Patriots. That's all it was. He wasn't so done with football. He was done with the Patriots.
I would say a couple of things here, Danny. Number one, listening is a skill. And we played the soundbite from his retirement news conference yesterday where he got emotional. And he did say, yes, maybe sometime down the road. Not now, not in 6 months, not in a year, but maybe sometime down the road he'll feel differently. He left the door open, so I don't know why they would feel they've been lied to. Number two is I don't think the Beadle and Hardy show is a threat to anybody in a major day part at the Hub just yet.
I just like the idea, like, when I think of Rob Gronkowski, the first person who comes to my mind, Malcolm X. Oh, I say it again, you've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, let
We've
astray.
We've been bamboozled at a star market for a box of quarters.
Let astray, run amok. And then how about the first guy?
Beetle.
Maybe it was Beetle, I'm not sure. Be like, oh, by the way, taking CBD like it was meth.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Oh, what? By the way, you and your crack problem with your CBD.
Yeah, waving your freak flag out on it.
Gronk just had to get out of the Patriot way and start doing meth again.
Oh, man. I'm not a big Beetle and Hardy fan early on, but you never know. Maybe it got better.
It's possible.
Maybe they slept better last night and have a different take tonight. Who knows? Beetle and Hardy.
That's so good. All right, so to the Bamboozled. Other...
Bamboozled. Now, that's an old word I don't want to have brought back into the nomenclature. Please leave that one behind.
Oh, God. All right, so that's the Sports Hub. We go across town to the other sports talker, WEEI. This is Mutt at Night, and we get some...
This
we
is
get
our
some
guy here, Mac. This is who got us the callers last time. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, not Fred Tutcher. That's a different our guy. This is our guy who had the Brady callers last time.
Okay, so we get callers here on the Gronk News.
To get something for essentially nothing is a win for Belichick and the Patriots. He saved Gronk from going to, you know, whatever you want to call the Detroit Lions of the NFL. I was going to call them like the barren landscape, but that's really the Browns. Radio nowhere? I don't know. But he saved them from going to play with Matt Stafford and Matt Patricia. So he owed Brady, and a nice way to put him back. So all that, the trade itself, who won the trade, do you feel differently about Gronk? Did he screw the Patriots? Or do you feel like I do that... This again goes back to Belichick and handling Gronk. Your phone calls, as promised. Mike's in Cranston leads us off tonight here. It is Mutt at Night, WEEI. Mike, good evening.
So let's break this down quickly. If I were to cross the Bourne Bridge tonight, I feel that the Samaritan hotline would be full and they wouldn't take my call. I mean, listen, so about 3 weeks ago, but for us, you know, that knew, you know, we had a separation coming with Tommy, right? We saw it coming. We saw this coming. And for those of us who had a little instinct and you say, no, this is not going to happen. It did happen.
Yep.
So, oh, it hurts, man. It hurts. It hurts. I mean, there's been four things in my life that have kept me happy. The Compassion Center, the liquor store, Harbor Freight, and the Patriots. You can't ever have a wry smile, you know, without thinking of all of this, right?
All right, so what's the question? So, Mike, are you a Bucks fan next year or a Patriots fan next year?
Well, I'll always be a Patriots fan because I remember Joe Capp when he played for the Patriots. I remember, of course, Jim Plunkett. I mean, on and on. So always, and of course, always. Pressure's on Bill.
Let's go to Dan and Cranston.
I don't think that Tampa is going to be asking of Gronk what New England was asking. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, like, he's going to be more of an Aaron Hernandez-type tight end. I don't think he's a blocking guy with this offense. I think this is the 2007 Patriots. They're trying to score as many points as possible. And I think if he stays healthy, Brady's going to throw, 40 touchdowns maybe? With this crew, Bruce Arians is having trouble keeping his pants on every day right now because you just think about the stuff that he's going to be drawing up with this crew.
Rich in New Haven on the Gronk trade at 617-779-7937. Hey, Rich.
I'll take the over at 9 all day. I'll take the over at 10. I'll take the over at 10 right now. I feel very comfortable with that. These guys are going to go on a run and over-deliver, you know, and I'll root for the Patriots all the way to the bowl if they make it. But the Bucks are my NFC team, and that's it. I'm going to follow these guys all the way and root for them all the way. They're going to be a great team, period.
Rich, I'm with you.
There you have it. He's got a new team. Yeah.
I would love to be able to, like, just have the cognitive ability in my own brain to be like, to make a comparison to Aaron Hernandez only through the lens of football.
Yeah, I know. That is odd, isn't it? It's when you think of everything that's
He's going to play more like Hernandez.
I'm right.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
put the brakes on that one. Yeah, the third caller I liked. The third caller I thought was had a more sensible approach to it. I'm always going to root for the Patriots, but I've got an NFC team now. He's grateful for the six championships Brady got the Patriots, and several of them with Rob Gronkowski as his tight end. That's the more mature attitude that I don't expect to hear in Boston. But there was some common sense represented in that little three pack of calls. That's good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was very enjoyable from WEEI. It does not touch Beetle and Hardy. Beetle and Hardy, taking CBD.
Yeah.
Yeah, evil CBD that
Gronk I bet he's
taking.
Used the Lord's name in vain, too.
God, he lied. That fraud liar led us astray when he was taking CBD.
Well, how about the caller who remembers Joe Capp and Jim Plunkett, man? Those are we get those calls here at the Score. They're called Grobber fans.
You got to give your qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been a Bulls fan since the running cocaine circus of the 80s.
Like, that's right. Yes, you have to give your fan resume.
You got your lines over here. You got your weed smokers over here. You got your women over here.
Ron Hopper,
I would have been a Bulls fan of those teams, too.
Robert Cheap, cocaine, marijuana, and women.
Sounded like a lot of fun.
yeah, I wonder how many of those guys went from one station to the next, though.
I don't know.
There's one of those stations that interfered with the other for me.
I noticed this also that a texter just sent in. Patriots fans just refer to the Super Bowl as the Bowl.
Yeah.
Must be nice. Hey, we going to that bowl game this year? Like, yeah, you mean the Super Bowl? Yeah, we're going. We're going again to the bowl game.
Yeah, I've not heard that around here much. I don't know if other cities just refer to the Super Bowl as the Bowl. That struck me as a little bit unusual also.
Well, when you go 9 times in 18 years.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
I think you
just the Bowl.
You get that birthright assumption. All right, so then we checked in with Mike Valenti, who, for my money, is one of the most talented talk show hosts in the nation. He dominates afternoons at the Ticket in Detroit. This is where many draft experts say the draft begins. They got Chase Young going 2 to Washington, Joe Burrow 1 to Cincinnati. Is Detroit going to take Isaiah Simmons? Are they going to take Okuda? Are they going to trade down? Are they going to take Matt Stafford's replacement? What is Detroit going to do? We check in with Mike Valenti.
One of the best players on a Patriot roster is very likely to get traded this week or draft night. It's second team All-Pro guard Joe Thuney. He's on the franchise tag for $14.7 million. Now, they didn't come to a long-term deal. They're going to trade him. What is Joe Thuney worth on his own? I would guess a mid to high second round pick. So here's what I think the deal would look like. Now, again, I don't think there's any way in H-E-double-L hell the Patriots are trading up to 3 to get to him. Just don't see it. Plus, the Patriots have a very unique grading scale and how they view players, and I just don't see it. It would be the following, and David, you ready to go? Here we go. Joe Thuney, number 23, number 87, and their second-round pick next year. That's what getting up to 3 would look like. Joe Thuney, all-pro, going to cost you $14.7, and you better sign him or he's going to walk. So you get an all-pro guard. Slot him in at one of the guard spots, whatever you like. Number 23, number 87, and the Pats second rounder next year. Look, they're going to trade Joe Thuney.
Trading the third overall pick to trade down, centered around a guard.
Joe Thuney.
Joe Thuney.
He likes saying that, doesn't he?
Sounds good saying it. It's a New Yorker in Detroit.
That's quite an angle.
Yeah,
working Joe Thuney in the Lions.
I'd be surprised. I'd be really surprised. Like, they have the ability to take, you know, a lockdown cover corner or a do everything defensive player like Isaiah Simmons, modern hybrid guy. I'd be surprised if they traded down for a guard.
Yeah,
that would shock me.
Peoria Matt asked the question, whatever happened to H-E double hockey sticks? What did he say instead of hell? He said H-E
double L hell.
H-E double L L?
Hell. H-E, yeah, he was like going to do the H-E double L and then... I don't know like, okay. why he then also said hell. It was an odd choice because he will
H-E-double-L-L. Or even if you use the hockey sticks, come on, say hell.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, then he did. Like, yeah. Valenti doesn't – he'll use language like that is considered a little red here.
Good.
On the air. So I don't know why he did that. That was an odd choice. But, yeah,
Joe you Tooney.
Joe Tooney. You don't hear H-E double hockey sticks anymore. That's true. It's gone the way of the yo-yo.
I'm glad H-E double hockey sticks is gone. How dopey that was. I don't think I've ever said that in my life. H-E double hockey sticks.
There's yo-yos everywhere.
Yo-yos, on the other hand, I'm in. Consider me in. I'm a fan of the yo-yo.
Right, you want the yo-yo back. You're not a fan of Bamboozled, and you're not a fan of H-E double hockey sticks.
You got me down, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
What other old language should come back? What do you think like had its run in the 70s or the 40s or whatever?
Oh,
you know
expressions that have died?
Yeah.
It didn't make it to my generation. But I like the expression. I've seen it in films that were set in the 40s and 50s, the hell you say. You saw it in The Shawshank Redemption. I saw it in the movie Hoffa. It means like you're crapping me, you know, the hell you say. I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's not bad. What about whippersnapper? Yo, whippersnapper. I feel like that's a good one.
Whippersnapper. It means a young hustler, right? Somebody.
Yeah, it's like a young
Sean Anderson is a whippersnapper, right?
Correct.
The phenom. Yeah.
Like I just grew up, a young and inexperienced person considered to be presumptuous or overconfident. Yeah, Sean Anderson. It's perfect. The phenom. Yeah. I think that's good. I think whippersnapper.
He is the phenom!
How about I beg your pardon? Mully begged pardon of Tim Floyd yesterday. Do you want to say, you want to hear that brought back?
So asked me what I'd like to do in my off time. I said, I'd like to fish. So he said, could I fly down and fish with you sometime? I said, well, sure. So he came down and we fished literally one time. So, you know, before the during the 96
did you meet with
season,
Jerry in Seattle? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that.
Okay,
and
beg your pardon.
And in year six,
the hell you say?
Yeah, I don't like begging. It's just conversation. We're just talking sports. I'm not begging. I'm not begging for your pardon.
Okay.
I like the beg your pardon segment, though. I think we should workshop that a little bit. Danny Parsons.
You do.
You say Vince Young wouldn't be a bust in today's league. I beg your pardon.
Joe Tooney.
Joe Tooney. So is it, I would like Eat Crow to come back. Did Eat Crow ever go away? I feel like
no.
Eat Crow is still
no,
thing.
No, Eat Crow is still around. Maybe not used as frequently, but no one calls weed reefer anymore. I'm okay
That's
with
true.
Yeah, I'm okay with reefer being. My dad made it plural once upon a time. He found a bag in my Plymouth. How much you pay for those reefers?
Like, those man, reefers.
Those reefers, yeah.
How many pots you smoking?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's like when Connor was like, is that a, what do you call it? So it's a dupe, just a reusable joint? I was like, I guess technically it is. It is a used joint. That is technically right. I've never thought of it in that way, but yeah, that's a reasonable thing to say.
Yeah, reefer was from a. There was a movie produced in the 30s called Reefer Madness, which was designed to scare the hell out of the American teenager or early 20s who was considering smoking pot. and just produced it. It was on recently, too, and I thought about why I haven't watched it in years. They used to show it to kids in school before my time, and it's propaganda personified. But Reefer needs to come back, though. I'm all for Reefer being part of the nomenclature. I'm all for right, Reefer, well, period. Yeah.
I know, you're a big advocate. We have some great nominations of phrases that need to come back. We can go through those, and there's a sports event that is going to be cleared through COVID-19 times that I can tell you about, and we have a COVIDiot of the Week nomination. A lot to do before Chris Myers at 5 on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Score.
Amarillo Slim, the greatest proposition gambler of all time, held to his father's maxim. You can shear a sheep many times, but skin him only once.
That is a phrase that you don't hear very often anymore. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Athletics. The Wildcats would like to thank all of those working throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, including postal workers, CTA staff, and airport staff. We appreciate you. Chris Myers has a new trivia show coming to the Marquee Sports Network. He's going to join us to talk about that. And he's had a hell of a career. We're going to get him to tell some stories, including he had the first live interview with O.J. Simpson after he was acquitted of murder charges.
Mm.
I'm curious if he's willing to tell those stories.
I'm sure he will be. Yeah, he's covered a ton of different events and has interviewed a ton of interesting people. And I remember we had some fun a couple of seasons ago when he did a Bears game because he left his homeless family behind in California during the wildfires to get to Chicago to do a Week 6 game between the Bears and Chargers or somebody.
I forgot about that. What did
you remember that?
I did. That was Chris Myers. Yeah, what did
that
he,
was Chris
did
Myers. He, yeah, we joked about it on the show.
Yeah, how did he phrase it? It was funny. It was like, he's like, yeah, my family's back there, but I'm here.
They're going to be okay.
Everything's fine.
Here's a few $100, honey. Head on down to the Motel 6.
It'll be fine. All right, the texters
hey,
are
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, OJ Mahomes.
Texters are absolutely crushing it, Mac, when it comes to old expressions that should or should not make a comeback. Guy says that he takes a shuttle to and from Union Station to the Prudential Building every day, and the driver's always says, top of the morning to you.
That's
Is that
Irish.
A phrase that should come?
Yeah. No, that's Irish. That's regional.
I like it. I like Jamoke. I think I don't know if it ever went away fully, but I do think
no.
Jamoke should happen more.
No, I'm all for Jamoke.
Hey, Jamoke's good.
I like Chach, but I'm among the few who use it, and I don't, which means the same thing, right? I mean, you guys use it every now and a blue moon, but not often. Blue moon's one you don't use either, by the way.
That's true. Don't use blue moon very often. Someone's saying knuckleheads. Knuckleheads has definitely not gone away.
No, that's still present.
Yeah, that knuckleheads is around.
All right, you knucklehead.
That's right.
Criminy. Who was that? Who was that Phil Sims?
That's Phil
Sims.
Yeah.
Phil Sims, then you knucklehead.
All right, you knucklehead.
That's right. The self-proclaimed king of guesting on sports talk.
Let's get him on. the king of all sports talk interviews.
Hey, I'll talk to Phil Simms. I like him as a studio host. As an analyst, he was a disaster, but I don't have to focus on that. My opinion's pretty well stated. I thought he was one of the, I miss him, actually. I thought he was one of the biggest boobs who's ever done it, who's ever been named to a number one chair, and he had it for 15 freaking years until they replaced him with Tony Romo. But I do miss him on Sundays. Anytime in Denver, I miss him being live trying to explain the ground can't cause a fumble, because sometimes the words just don't come easy to Phil.
But he's good on Inside the NFL.
Yes, yes. You're sitting behind a desk, he's fine. He's yeah. fine when you get him on the air and talk football with him. It's when the action is live in front of him where he struggles to make speech.
He's got to do it in those 15-second, 8-second, 12-second little vignettes. And, yeah, he talks about it a lot. Well, we talk about this, Jim. We're talking about this. We're talking about this. And then you get the Phil Simms counter for talkabouts on Twitter. That was one of your favorite follows, I know, when you early got onto this here website of Twitter.com. There is, let's see, what was it, Jabroni? Do you use Jabroni, Mac?
I don't know its origin, so I'm reluctant to use it. It's not a slur, is it? I mean, I've heard it.
Oh, I don't think
I know
so.
How it's referenced, but I don't know its origin. I try not to know a word, if I don't know what it means.
Okay, that's fair. That's a good rule.
You
don't say words you don't know what they mean on live radio. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Who were the Jabronis? Was it a family of goofs? Family of knuckleheads? The Jabroni family. Yeah, you remember them. They lived on Elm. They were real losers.
Real Jamokes. Someone said Spiegel's a big Jamoke guy. He is. He loves the phrase Jamoke.
Spiegel also is a jackass, man. He likes to say,
yes.
That's why I used the word jackass to him specifically yesterday when we were talking about The Last Dance in episodes 1 and 2, because I don't hear other people keep that alive. That's kind of exclusive to him. I don't hear anybody else at the station use it.
What a thing to be known for. The Mitch album, baseball being our game, and keeping the phrase jackass alive.
That's where our game, and I say our because I love it so much.
All right, Mac, you ready for my nomination for COVIDiot of the Week?
Yeah, I have a feeling I know where it's going.
Okay, this is the
you
mayor.
You going to Sin City?
Yeah, this is the mayor of Las Vegas with Anderson Cooper on CNN, Carolyn Goodman, not fully understanding when you say you want to use your citizens as a control group. In the context of, a deadly virus, what that might mean for your citizens.
Every one of those lives is a tragic loss. But when you count 150 versus 2.3 million, you have to say, okay, we have to open up. We have to go back. Our bus drivers, our
room cleaners. But hasn't it been because of social distancing that the numbers have been what they are?
How do you know until we have a control group? We offer to be a control group. Anybody who knows anything about statistics knows that, for instance, you have a vaccine.
You're offering the citizens of Las Vegas to be a control group to see if your theory on social distancing works or doesn't work.
Wrong. Absolutely wrong. Don't put words in my mouth.
You just said we'll be a control group.
Excuse me. What I said was, I offered to be a control group, and I was told by our statistician, you can't do that because people from all parts of Southern Nevada come in to work in the city. And I said, oh, that's too bad, because I know when you have a disease, you have a placebo that gets the water and the sugar, and then you get those that actually get the shot. We would love to be that placebo side so you have something to measure against. So all the data until
you want to get the placebo, you don't want to get the actual.
The
group who gets the placebo, by the way, usually gets the short end of the stick.
Well, you don't know. How do you know when you're in part of that group? You are.
Mayor, if casinos reopen, are you going to be inside those casinos every single night putting your own life on the line?
I have lived in this town for 56 years.
Are you going to go to the casinos every night and put your life on the line all the workers
you
were there holding
town,
their hands?
So they don't need it. We weren't broken. We tragically have 150 people we lost. Tragic. We have 2.3 million people here.
I haven't heard you say yes, that you would be sitting on those casino floors every night along with the people that you say you are holding their hands with.
What is the purpose of that? First of all, I have a family.
Because it would be putting your money, it would be putting money where your mouth is.
That's never a good thing.
It's a pretty strong nomination, man.
Yeah. Anderson Cooper feeling, I haven't been with an idiot like this since I did a New Year's Eve show with Kathy Griffin 5 years ago.
That was a rough moment.
Yeah, that's people of Las Vegas elected her. Wow.
Right?
Wow. What an idiot. We want to be the placebo group.
How do you know until you try? I tried to make Las Vegas the control group.
Anderson saying, you know, usually the placebo group gets the short end of the stick.
It's incredible.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, God. It's mortifying. Like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Not during a pandemic.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see what happens here. Let's business as usual. We'll be your control group. We'll take on that virus. How do we know?
All the gamblers, all the convention business. Let's bring them all here.
Wow.
Have them interact and then fly all over the world. What could possibly go wrong?
Wow. That is a thing. She is so stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. And just indignant. I offered to be the control group, but my statisticians told me no.
How do people like that get elected? How do people, because during an election, one will expose his or her idiocy at some point. If you're stupid enough to make that comment today to Anderson Cooper, what in the world would lead you to think that during an election process, her stupidity wasn't exposed and on display for all to enjoy?
I think there's an expression somewhere like you get the elected officials you deserve.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't think that we just, you know, it's on all of us, man. Like, you know, I hear what you're saying. Obviously, I feel the same way at some level. But, you know, it is kind of the situation that we're in right now. So,
man,
yeah, we're all just one big control group in the experiment of life.
We'll take on that.
We'll take it on.
We'll do it. No one else is tough enough in this country. Vegas strong, baby.
Hey, guys, just to explain how the Goodmans have been reelected, they've been the mayor, her and her husband, since 1999. So they're probably name recognition.
Yeah.
Okay.
A husband and wife mayor? That's adorable. Yeah. At the same time?
Really? Pretty much.
Wow.
She has term limits until 2024, though. She can't be reelected after that.
Oh, okay. In Vegas by then. So we're up to her.
Right.
That's so incredible. How do you know what would happen? I have an idea how we would know. You know, talking to the scientists. Oh, God. That's my nomination, Mac, for COVIDiot of the Week. Be on the lookout.
Oh, man. It is going to be very difficult for somebody to leapfrog that.
I'm just saying. That is the first entry, and whew, it's a doozy. I'll give you the sporting event that is coming back before we talk to Chris Myers at 5 o'clock on The Score.
But we have to get our sports back. I'm tired of watching baseball games that are 14 years old.
Tiger waits. It's interesting that...
an oldie but a goodie. Thanks for hanging out on the McNeil and Parkin Show on The Score. Chris Myers from the Marquee Sports Network in 15 minutes. The match when they played for all that money and it was the pay-per-view, Tiger Woods v. Phil Mickelson, they're running it back with a charitable component, all proceeds going to COVID-19 relief efforts. This is according to Darren Revelle of the Action Network, but there's a wrinkle, Mac. It's going to be 2v2 golf. Tiger will be teamed up with Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning will be teamed up with Phil Mickelson. And so it'll be a foursome playing golf in Florida, where televised sporting events have been classified essential services.
We're watching Babe Ruth. You being Babe Ruth.
By executive order. And that's what it's going to be. It's going to either be May 15th or May 24th. It will be on TNT. And that's what it is. Golf. Tiger and Brady, the Nike guys, against Peyton and Phil Mickelson.
That's terrific. That is good stuff. That's top shelf talent from different sports and playing together. And there is nothing that gives any of us who are high handicappers more of a good feeling about ourselves when we see a great professional athlete look like we do on the tee box. I don't know what type of game Manning and Brady have, but I suspect it is not going to make us think of them as quarterbacks. So that would work for me. That's the kind of event that you can pull off very responsibly and will be entertaining. And, you know, not enough golf shots when you just have two versus two. But the conversation with those guys as they walk the course 6 feet away, mic'd up, should be fascinating. That's a fun event.
I do. I agree. I think it's fun. I watched the match and it needed more gambling. Like it needed more straight up degeneracy of, you know, I'll reach this in two for $100,000. And they were golfing and they were gambling, but they needed more of it. And like you said, they needed more shots because there was a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
And Tiger and Phil talking to each other was entertaining at times, but you know, it's a 4.5 hour round of golf. They're not stand-up comedians. So you needed more voices in it to make it more interesting. So this will at least double the number of voices that are there. There obviously will not be public gambling, I assume, as a part of this. Maybe they'll gamble for charity. I think, though, that Brady and Manning are both low to mid single-digit handicaps. They've played in multiple pro-ams together. I think they're pretty good golfers. Brady has said that Peyton's now better than him at golf because he has more time on his hands since retirement. But I don't expect these guys to be throwing up a lot of triple and quadruple bogeys.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see. I love it when professional athletes look mortal. It gives me enormous joy.
Makes them relatable.
That game, yes, for a change. Oh, look at the gorgeous Tom Brady. Who makes less money than his wife and the life he's lived. Oh, he just hit one into the woods, too. Oh, that was his second tee shot into the woods? Too bad, Tom. Yeah, that's okay. I'm good with that. I suggested celebrity ping pong and just for the camaraderie, and that's something that could be socially responsible, and you get cross-sport. Get some celebrities who may not necessarily just be athletes. Get some actors and musicians out there as well. That would be easy to do. That's very easy from a technical standpoint to shoot a ping pong match and a few different groups of people sitting around discussing it 6 feet away.
6 feet away, of course, at all times. I like that they're all trying. You know, like the horse event on ESPN was kind of a dud. I didn't find it to be entertaining at all, but they gave it a shot. I respect the effort. I know esports, which have been growing at a rapid rate anyway, those tournaments have been doing fairly well in the streaming community and even some of the broadcasts of them, the 2K events and the Madden tournaments and stuff like that. So, you know, you're not going to get the same amount of audience as you would for an NBA game, a college football game, or whatever, but it's better than just mailing it in, trying to come up with some sort of content.
Yeah,
so
it's right. It is something on the calendar for all of us. We've got beginning tomorrow night, we've got 3 or 4 days of NFL draft, and then Monday next week we'll come back and talk about everything the Bears did with 43 and 50, and then that will be the next item. Well, you got Sunday night's, you know, The Last Dance episodes 3 and 4, and then that golf match will be the next item on the calendar, right?
In terms of sports.
Yeah, what else is there? It's our Sunday night with ESPN and 2 hours of angst with the Bulls and a golf match in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, and then the PGA Tour comes back in the middle of June. So,
okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, A, that's their plan right now. We'll see if they can stick with it. And obviously, it's not like the PGA Tour is ever going to be a huge talker for us. I'm excited about it. The truncated schedule, I like watching golf on TV. But it's, it's going to be a while. So anything where these people can put out as something, it's like, oh, yeah, I'll check that out. I'm not doing anything.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm not. I mean, you got time.
I know. Do you even go to the store from time to time just to change the backdrop?
No, I mean, we've been getting the groceries delivered I went a couple of times at the beginning. I've gone to Walgreens a few times just to pick up, you know, like one item here or there. Mm-hmm. I go on two walks a day to get out. But yeah, it'd be nice to get a little nicer weather to be able to utilize the deck to its fullest. That would be nice. But no, yeah, I try to get out, but I don't know, man. Not enough. Not enough. Definitely feeling cooped up right now.
I'm lucky. I've got the pond down the street that I've been hitting a couple of times a week to do some largemouth bass fishing just for an hour or so at a time, and have had the chipper and putter working a few times as I get my short game together. I can't play golf. Teddy G was on with Bernsey today. I know you exchanged thoughts on Twitter yesterday with Teddy Greenstein from the Tribune. I did not hear the interview, and I was pissed at myself for missing it, too, because it was a conversation I'm interested in, and that is Teddy's column from a few days ago on all of the bordering states around Illinois. It's okay to play golf right now, so the discussion was going to be whether you jump in the car. And Teddy has. He's invited me to play Palmyra right by my house a couple times. And I said, Teddy, I'm not cleared yet for it. I'll get to it. Well, what do you mean cleared? I had shoulder surgery, you knucklehead. You can knucklehead. He forgot about that. But, I would love to play, but it's not quite time yet. But that's something that can be done very easily. I don't foresee how that would be problematic. Four guys, four different carts. You don't need to be within 10 feet of each other the whole day. It should be very easy to accomplish that.
For the television event, yeah, I agree. And I understood Teddy's column. I want golf back as much as anybody. The only issue I had with his argument, if you want to frame it that way, is when he's like, all of the neighboring states have golf open. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But they also don't have the COVID-19 caseload that we have here, and we've already seen, and yes, I understand that downstate is different than Chicago, but it's hard to parse the rules for, you know, within a country, much less within a state, right? With just like, oh, by do it by county or something like that.
Yeah, it is kind of a sophomoric argument on his part. Well, they're doing it.
Well, yeah, and we just saw, like, when the lakefront was open, people abused it.
Yep.
And so there's a problem when you have this many people in a condensed area where I've said it before. You give people an inch, they're going to take a mile. Oh, so golf's okay? Then I'm going to play beach volleyball, or I'm going to play tennis, or I'm going to play pickup basketball and all that. And when you have as big of a problem as we have here, it's just the optics of it are not something that they're willing to do. And by the way, I do think that golf will open in Illinois sooner than the majority of businesses, because they will do a soft opening of this thing. But I don't think because Indiana has golf, that necessarily means that Illinois should have golf. I don't.
Right. Las Vegas has a mayor who wants their city to be the control group, the placebo
right.
group. Let's go to work and we'll see what happens here.
Right. So beaches are open in Florida, right? That doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Yeah. Teddy G working on that for tomorrow. Hey, Lori Lightfoot, look what they're doing in Vegas.
Right. I don't want our governors to run it just because other people have bad ideas. That doesn't seem like the best way to construct an argument. Chris Myers, trivia on TV, beer money, Sports Jeopardy with your guy Dan Patrick, Stump the Schwab. There's a long tradition of this. He's bringing a trivia show to the Marquee Sports Network. We'll talk about that and his career next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.